Well, it's good to be back up here again, although I am totally inadequate to be up here, other than for our Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like to start out by just sharing my week with you, if I could. I came out here because I was planning on going to a Marine Corps reunion. I went to Vietnam with Echo Company, 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines, and they were having a reunion, and I got wind of this, and I thought, oh, come on, it may be interesting. And I was a little apprehensive to come, but I did. And wouldn't you know, God had a different idea for me. Because I went over there on Thursday. It was supposed to start at 9 o'clock, and I got there, and they were supposed to be bringing us up to Camp Pendleton for a tour, and there was no one there. And I hung around. I got there about 8:30, hung around till about 20 after 9, and thought, well, I guess this wasn't meant to be. But God did so much more for me than that by being here. And I'd just like to go over my week with you a little bit if I could. God has blessed me. And he allowed me to leave early from Minnesota to come out here for this reunion. And I did a weather check to see what the weather was like, because I like to go through the Rocky Mountains because it's so beautiful. God's majesty is so incredible there. So I got to leave early so I could drive through the Rocky Mountains and see God's glory in all of its splendor. And I got here, and I got to go stay with Pastor Bob and Lisa for a few days. I've got to eat with them. Listen to them fight with their kids. I got to hear Joey say, oh, and Leanne go, oh, and Pastor, oh, and Lisa go, oh. I mean, I was blessed. I was blessed to be there. I was blessed to be here last Sunday when you honored Pastor Bob and his family for their service to you. I had dinner with Aaron and Elsie one night, a blessing to be with them and their family. Elsie gives me a new shirt almost every time I come out here. And this was the one she gave me last summer. And it's now my favorite shirt. But I don't get to wear it much back in Minnesota because the people, you know, they look at this nice fancy shirt and they think I'm weird, right? So I can only wear it in the hood, so to speak, right? Now that doesn't make any sense, does it? But I've been blessed, and I told Elsie, you don't need to get me a shirt this time, and she didn't, and we'll have some words with her about that later, but that's another story. And I was blessed to visit with Aaron's dad the other day. I was blessed to put my arms around Tusimi and give her a hug. I had coffee with Thomas the other day, a new believer. Wonderful time. I had breakfast and lunch with my friend Charles, who's not here today because he's sick again. And Charles is such an inspiration for me. Martin gave me a DVD to listen to, and he's not up here, and I haven't had a chance to do it yet. I got to go to Ocean Beach, my favorite place, and the tide is high, and it's coming in, and it's just so, once again, God's majesty, I got the privilege to do that. I got the privilege. I got to come to the Bible studies here at lunchtime with Pastor Bob. I got to listen to some incredible testimonies. I got to hear testimonies in Spanish. I got to hear someone speak Vietnamese and English, right? I mean, only here. Only God could put that together. I got to hear these testimonies about life and the struggles of life and how God, they were able to come to God and submit and to turn that old life over to Him. What an awesome thing. What an awesome thing. I can't read my writing here. Oh, yes. I got to go to flag football and watch Joy lose his game. You know, the kid, they threw a football to this kid, and I guess it was a girl, and she's standing there, and she caught the ball. And it's like, She didn't move because she thought she was on the other side of the goal line, but she wasn't. And they didn't get a goal, and they lost. I got to go watch Danielle play soccer, right? And I see all these little kids out there, and I see these little legs running just all over the place. And I get to see them kick the ball. And, you know, at that age, they don't have enough sense to pass. You know, they all around the ball. And I got to watch her lose. I got to watch her lose. I got to go to Anthony's football game with his dad, with Eddie and William. And I got to enjoy their company and my time with them together. But once again, I got to watch them lose. And you might all know the score. And it's I'm going to tell you, it was 63-6. It was not fun for those kids. It wasn't fun for the parents. But I had fun because I was with Eddie and I was with William. And I was watching someone from the church do their thing. I got to watch Aaron, Elsie and Aaron's older daughter, play soccer. And they're a little older. And it was fun because I got to sit there with Aaron's dad. And we got to laugh together. And Aaron would go and she would kick the ball and she'd miss it and then she'd squeal. And you could hear her squeal clear across the field. And it was funny. And it was fun. And it was family. And it was family. I got to play cribbage with Pastor Bob and Joy. I got to beat them and I got to lose to them. And they think I'm going to leave the world's greatest cribbage player championship right here, but they're wrong. I'm bringing it back with me. I laughed and I cried. Since I've been here, and you are family, and we partook as a family, God's hosts as a family. This is my family. You are my family. And it's a privilege to be here. It's a privilege. God has given me a family, my biological family, but he's given me a family much more important. Excuse me, Pastor Bob didn't get emotional when you guys did all that stuff to him, but I am one of those guys. But he gave me a family. He gave me a church family. He gave me a family that loves me. And I love you. It is something that God gave me, something that only Christ could give you, and that's an abundant life. It is an abundant life. I had an abundant life when I was here. And I'm sorry if I left anyone out. Natty came up and said, Pastor Dave, we're going to miss you when you're gone. You're like a fixture. Last Sunday, Anthony hugged me, and he just gave me such a hug, and he said, I love you, man. That's family. We are family. We're family. You're probably wondering when I'm going to get to the message, huh? That's part of the message, because I am a Christian, and I struggle, and I struggle. And many of you are Christians, and you struggle. And we struggle with a number of different things, and that's the title of the message. I'm a believer that struggles. And we struggle with different things. And we struggle with things that are really insignificant. For example, I mentioned to you that I was in Vietnam. And when I was over there, I went back to the battalion and they drilled out my front teeth to put fillings in them. And they would put in temporary fillings. And when I left Vietnam, they'd fall out. And when I came back to the States, I had a couple of little snaggle teeth here. So I went to the dentist and they put the caps on them. And that worked for years. And then one day, this year, one of those caps came off and the tooth broke. And so you're going, what's this got to do with anything, Dave? But let me tell you, I have no tooth here. See? I struggled with this. Now I'm going to talk funny for a minute. And I thought, now how am I going to go through life with no tooth? And I can't afford $2,000 to get an implant. And I'm too young to have dentures. So they gave me this thing called a flipper. And you're wondering, now why is he talking about this? Because I struggled with this. I struggled with it. You know what I struggled with? So silly. See, it gets my lisp. See, so silly. It's hard to eat with this flipper in there. So when I go out to eat with people, it's like, well, do I eat with it? Or do I take it out? Well, I don't want to take it out because if I take it out, then they're going to look at me. They're going to, see, I'm struggling, right? And we've all struggled with something silly like that, right? But see, now I can go downstairs after this and have a meal with you guys, and I can take my tooth out and nobody cares. Because now you know about it, right? It's out in the, it's been exposed. I have a false tooth. And I don't have to struggle with it anymore. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Now, I've had other struggles, like my eyesight, as many of you know about. I've struggled with my eyes. I'm going blind. Now, because of surgery and because of a lot of prayer and because of trust in God, I'm going to get to see for a while. But I'm still going to go blind. Now, that's a little more serious struggle, isn't it? And we struggle with those kinds of things in life. We struggle with bills. We struggle with housing. We struggle with all kinds of different things like that that are really insignificant, aren't they? Amen. You know, I think about those hard times that I've had in my life, and I think about them today, and it's like, yeah, at the time, I thought my world was coming to an end. And I look at it today, and it's like, oh, that was nothing. That was nothing. But we struggle with other things. And here's the thing. You see, we struggle as believers. But I'm going to tell you, I'm sure there are some out here that are wondering if they're really believers or not. There might be someone in this church that's not a believer. Believers and non-believers struggle. And we struggle with many of the same things. Many of the same things. Now, if I wasn't a believer, I would have still struggled with my tooth. If I wasn't a believer, my eyes would have really caused me a lot of turmoil. The difference between non-believers that struggle and believers that struggle is that as a believer, I have hope. I have hope. I have someone bigger than me that I can trust in. Someone more powerful than I am that can deal with those struggles. As a non-believer, when I struggled, all I had was me. All I had was me. What a pitiful thing that is, to just really only have myself to work with when I'm struggling. But today I have Christ, and you have Christ. And here's some of the other things that we struggle with. Some of the things are such as drugs and money, relationships, sex, gambling, soft porn, hard porn, jealousy, anger. How many of you got angry driving your car this week? Okay, a couple of real honest people there. We struggle with gossip, lying, and a number of other things that I haven't even mentioned. I mean, we struggle with those things, don't we? Most of the things we struggle with are sin. Most of the things that we struggle with are sin. My tooth isn't a sin. How I respond to it is a sin. My eyes are not a sin. How I react to it can be a sin. The other thing that we struggle with, and I think this is one of the things that we struggle with the most, and one of the things that I struggle with the most is God. And part of the reason that I struggle with God so much and part of the reason you struggle with God so much is because of the sin that we want to do. And we know that if we have God, he gave us his conscience. We have the Holy Spirit in us, and we struggle, and it's like, well, yeah, but God, I want to do this. And he's going, yeah, but you know what? There's going to be consequences to it. There's going to be pain that's going to come with it. There's going to be all this, and we know that. But we go, no, God, you know what? But it's so much fun right now. It's so much fun. Let me get some more drugs. Let me have another drink. Let me do this adultery. Let me watch this pornography just one more time. But we don't. We struggle with it. We struggle with the sin. We struggle with God. Because God knows what's best for us. And we know that God knows what's best for us. But we struggle with it. And we battle him with it. We try different things. If we're not a Christian, and as a Christian, we try many different things to get through the struggle. Don't we? Let me just read a couple of these things that I put down here. We may turn to religion. And I said religion because religion is different than Christianity. There's a lot of different religions out there. We may go to self-help books. We may go to friends. Oh, let me tell you my problem. Let me tell you my problem because, you know what? As I tell you this problem, I know you're going to agree with me, and I know you're going to feel sorry for me, and I know that I can reinforce my problem. Let me go to my friend that's going to